first on the show today. At yesterday's full meeting of Kerry County Council, independent councillor Charlie Farley tabled a motion calling for the government to urgently address the hardship that households, including senior citizens, are currently enduring with the cost of living, in particular around the home heating oil. Councillor Charlie Farley joins me on the line now. Charlie, thanks very much for joining us on the show. I suppose my first question is to tell us about the emergency motion that you tabled at the meeting yesterday and the reason for it.
Yeah, good afternoon, David, and good afternoon to your listeners on Radio Kerry. Yeah, David, as you know, I'm an independent councillor representing the Castlenail LEA, and we had protests, as you know, and your listeners know, we had protests all over the country last year, last week and the week before, and I think Kerry probably fared out the worst county at when the protests were over. We lost a very senior vice at the cabinet table. Look, although I'm an independent, I welcomed the package last week, 500 million package, and the 250 before that. Mm-hmm. But look, it addressed a load of issues last week. But the hauliers and the diesel and stuff like that. But it did not. To me, the package last week had done nothing for the person that's trying to keep the door open at home, especially the senior citizen, David. The 16th of January. If a senior said, one senior, a couple came to me, they're just over pension age, both retired, depending on their pension, hadn't an awful lot of life savings, depending on their pension, trying to run a car. And the 16th of January, the 500 litres of kerosene home heating oil was €406. And they got another fill of kerosene last week, €500 again, €892.
Jeez, so more than doubled.
Yeah, that's €592. And it's just that they can't afford their children. I think they have three or four children and they're all married. They're away. They're trying to keep a house. They're trying to pay property tax. They're trying to pay all the bills. And they even considered maybe getting gas heating in. Gas, would you believe it, has gone up. Even one group yesterday, Flowgas, had put their gas prices up yesterday by 10.78%. So they're stuck with their heating oil, and they just can't afford it, David. And to me, there was nothing in the government package last week to deal with these people, to deal with the hardship of these people. Look, I'd love if there was a mini-budget. I don't think these people can. And it's just not the pensioners alone. I mention the pensioners because, look, it's the only avenue I have as an independent councillor. I have to depend on independent and senators and stuff in Dublin to bring things to the table for me, and independent TDs. But as me as an independent, rather than going out roaring and shouting in the social media and in protests, I think that the best avenue open to me was to use my voice as a county councillor in the council chamber and get Kerry County Council to write to the Taoiseach and to the Taoiseach, and to Jack Chambers, Minister for Finance, asking them to do something for the people who are really struggling. And David, you believe it or not, there are people, and I said yesterday, and it didn't sound like a soundbite from something. There are people now who are depending, they're making a choice between eating or heating. They don't know, will they go to the local store and get an extra food for the following weekend, or will they spend their money on kerosene oil for heating? And they need heating. The good thing about it, if there is a good thing, David, is that we're coming into a better time of the year now weather-wise. But we've had a horrendous winter. We've had 63 days of non-stop rain in Kerry. And you know, it's just a breaking point. It's at breaking point. And I was glad there was no dissenting voices yesterday. All councillors, it was unanimously passed and seconded and passed. And that letter has gone to Dublin now. What response I'm going to get, I don't know, but as an independent councillor, and look, at people went through awful hardship in the last couple of weeks with these protests, David. There's people, and look, the government too will want to do something about the price gouging, because there is price gouging, no problem at all. I seen it myself. I was on a hospital visit, somebody got filled up with diesel because I knew that I needed a couple of times a week going to hospital, and 207.9 I paid for it. Talked to somebody outside the petrol station for about 5 or 10 minutes, and the next thing was I seen it going up to 214.
Jesus.
In the blink of an eye, so people are talking about price gouging, but I seen it happening.
And this was after the cap was announced for...
On the Thursday morning, the diesel went scarce, David. There was one station in Tralee was out of diesel, so I got another station. But in front of my eyes, I seen it going from 209 to 214.9. And they're talking that the prices only go up when the tanks are full. But no, there's price gouging going on. But look, that wasn't the main reason yesterday. The main reason was to try and get the government. I think that they should... I don't think that these people can hold on until... in October, until we have a budget, I think that the minister will have to introduce a mini-budget. The Taoiseach will have to do. And I'm not one to go out and roar and shout and criticise the government. And there's no such thing as a grant. Any grant that you get, it's taxpayer-funded. It's not funded by the government. It's taxpayer-funded. But I think that, really, they have to look at this case of the senior citizens, give them some sort of a help-out to tide them over. Until the budget comes in October, because they can't wait, David. They really, really can't wait. And I understand there was people on the protest line last week who never in their born life would I ever think would go out and protest. The last time some of these people were out, if they were out before, was when the Grey Brigade and some years ago took on the government because they got nothing in the budget for pensioners. And that Grey Brigade were out last week. They were out with the hauliers, they were out with the farmers, because they got nothing in this. There was nothing in this whatsoever, David. And that was the reason for my motion yesterday. And it wasn't to grab headlines or anything. It was in the response that I was getting from people in my LEA. And I know that other councillors are getting it from in other LEAs as well. And that was the reason. Look, people were in hardship. I had a home help who was travelling out to Brasna five times on the Friday after the... And she couldn't get diesel. Eventually, somebody had got her diesel in Castle Island. But there were people in a terrible state. But the pensioners, you know, they're getting old, like myself, they're getting old. They're lonely. They're living at home. They have just the two of them. Sometimes only one of them there. And they feel vulnerable. They feel very, very vulnerable, David.
Of course.
And... This is a call, it's a plea, it's not a call, it's a plea for help. And I know that all over the county, and just not in the county, all over the county, I talk to councillors from all over Ireland at meetings or conferences we would go to, training conferences, and everyone is the same. They're all getting calls, they're all under pressure, but especially it's the elderly that I'm looking to get help. It's the vulnerable people, David, that motion was directed at.
Yeah, and the figures you said there, Charlie, they were quite stark, from €400 for 500 litres in January up to €892.50. I suppose, do you think policymakers, they probably underestimate how dependent many households and rural households in Kerry, for example, are still on heating oil?
When you live outside of rural Ireland, you don't have the same grasp. And I don't think that the government ministers have the same grasp. The country ministers, we had Dara Cleary down opening a new facility there in Castlein, the River Walk, as you know well, David, lovely spot. And we had him down a couple of weeks ago, spoke to him about funding and all. And he's the sort of a fella that I think has a grasp for what's happening in rural Ireland. But a lot of these TDs do not have a grasp what's happening in rural Ireland at the moment regarding people in hardship. There are people in hardship, and I know the people with school children. You know, as I said, some of these people around the protest line last week, David, you wouldn't in your wildest dreams ever think that John or Sheila that you might know would finish up on a picket line. And they did finish up on a picket line, and they will finish up on a picket line again unless they get help, because although the farmers and the hauliers, they've got something, they got an insult the first day, getting 2.5 cents off green diesel, but they haven't got an awful lot. It's coming into an awful busy time for them, silage and all the rest. But there'll be a lot of silage contractors will have to get paid going out the gate this year, or maybe paid coming in the gate, and farmers are not going to be in a position to do that. But that's the reality, David, from €402, I think, up to €892.
Yeah.
From the 6th of January to the 20th of April. And that's the reality we're in. We're in tough times, and things are not good. And I know I know better than anybody else, and same as yourself. This is not caused. This war is not caused by our Irish government. It's not caused by anybody in this country. It's caused by a crazy man who doesn't seem to know what day tomorrow is until somebody tells him. And it looks as if things are not going to get better. One day a barrel, but. The unfortunate thing about it is a barrel of crude oil could be $117 a barrel, and it'll next thing you see diesel shooting up to $222, $225. Next couple of days, straight at Hormuz is open, barrel of crude oil down to 89 cents or €89 and $89 a barrel, and you still see your diesel and petrol up. It's going up like a rocket and coming down like a feather.
Yeah, of course. And another motion you raised, Charlie, on that kind of point was around EV charges. I know you'd previously mentioned it at a Castle Island meeting that the council need to roll out more and they need to address what they have in existence, that they weren't charging up properly. What sort of response did you get to your motion on the EV charging points ahead of this tour season?
Yeah, look, David, this motion was based talking about countywide, but I was having my eye on my own town in Castle Island, where we have only two charging points down in the car park at the bottom of the town. As you know, it's the first sign of Kerry you get when you come is into Castle Island through the viewing point. We have an awful lot, we're blessed, we have an awful lot of tourists coming through the town and a lot of people staying in our hotel. But the big drawback is people come, they pull in, they're coming from Dublin, they pull in to get their car charged. We have only two charging points and they're as slow as the rain going away. And people plug into that and they'll have to leave it most of the night. And then you have other people in the town and they can't get out of town until 12:30 or 1:00 the following day because they have no charging point. Now, the answer the council gave me was that they looked at this problem countywide in October last year, and they agreed to open it up a bit and put in more chargers in towns where the tourist population would be growing, mm-hmm. and especially where heavy traffic would be coming in into the county. There, the two ways you come into the county is from coming from Cork or whatever, and also if Castle Island is your first port of call. And I begged them yesterday, and they said that they will introduce more, but they're talking about this since last October. Now we're in April, we're hitting into the tourist season, and it's at this time of the year we especially need it. We especially need it now because people are going more for electric cars now, hybrid cars. We need charging points. People are going away, especially the younger people, David, are going away from the traditional diesel and petrol cars and going for these hybrids and electric. But so there's no point in going for them unless you have a charger at home, or certainly unless the county council. And it is the county council's responsibility to draw out funding. There is funding there. It's up to the county council to draw down the funding and get that. We need at least five chargers in that car park in Castle Island. Two chargers we have is no good because they're so slow. And it's the same. I had my councillor colleagues echoing the same all over the county, especially in the smaller towns. Mm-hmm. You might have them in hotels in Tralee and Killarney, but look at in Castle Island, David, we definitely need five of these high-power chargers and fast chargers.
Of course.
I'm hoping that as a result of the motion, they said that they're looking into it, but sure, they're looking into it since last October, and it's now we want them. It's now when the tourist season is over, David.
Of course, and it's an important point, and I suppose with the Ryder Cup around the corner too, it's an even more valid one. Charlie,
yeah, we are going to be a kind of a satellite town for the Ryder Cup for people coming. We're going to be so close to it, but sure, there's no point in having an electric car if you can't charge it, and that's what's happening in Castle Island at the moment. Only two people can charge cars at the moment, and people are maybe staying over for the night, have to wait till they're gone at 9:30 or 10:00 in the morning, and then they have to wait until 1:00 on three cars, and that's no good, and it can't continue. But the council, hopefully after the answer they gave yesterday, they're going to roll out a new system and more chargers in County Kerry, David.
Of course, that's the hope there. Charlie, we're unfortunately all out of time, but appreciate you talking to us today.
Lovely, Dave, and thanks for the opportunity for coming on and speaking to your listeners. Thank you.
Thanks as always, Charlie Farley there, independent councillor for the Castle Island local electoral area. Raised an emergency meeting or emergency motion at the monthly meeting of Kerry County Council yesterday, calling for, I suppose, a reduction or things to be done about the soaring cost of home heating oil. And as you heard there, so some stark figures, more than doubling in the space of 3 months for home heating oil. So let us know what you think.